I'm David Barron. This is The World. Our geo-quiz today sent us searching for a group of Greek islands in the Ionian Sea. The two largest islands in the group are Paxos and Corfu. They are two of the Ionian islands, and that's the answer we were looking for. Paxos and Corfu are not for sale, but there may be some other sweet deals in the Ionian Sea. Chris Crollo is CEO of Private Islands Online, based in Toronto. What do you have for sale in the Ionian Sea?
We have a fantastic island called Nausicaa, currently on the market for about 10 million euros.
So not a bargain.
Well, I mean, considering the size, it's over 1,000 acres. So if you consider the prices of other waterfront, it's actually quite a steal.
Now, does it come with a house, or would I have to take a tent out there?
No, that's you'll need to bring a tent for sure. Basically, it's untouched, and for an island that size, to be completely untouched and undeveloped is quite rare.
Now, looking at your website, you actually have quite a few Greek islands for sale.
Yeah, we have another island that's more in some people's price range would be St. Athanasios, which is just over 2 acres. It used to be an olive tree farm.
And the price?
1.5 million euros.
So that's still outside my price range, but might I be able to bargain them down?
Oh, I think so.
Well, you may have heard that some German politicians last week mockingly urged Greece to sell some of its uninhabited islands to raise money and help the country settle its huge debt crisis. Now, Greek officials weren't amused, but sounds like there actually is a market for some of these islands, and people outside of Greece can come buy them.
Well, I mean, there's a huge private island market, like, worldwide. And in terms of the comments made by the German government, I actually giggled when I had heard it, because it's almost the equivalent of saying, you know, sell, you're basically selling your sovereignty. You'd be, it's like selling your military to sell islands that are on international borders. So I personally thought it was a little bit insensitive.
So if I want a good deal on an island, where should I go today?
Right now, the Bahamas is a fantastic place. You're getting more islands coming on the market. Perhaps a lot of Americans that own the islands in the Bahamas weren't doing too well in the recession, and now they're reducing the prices to something a little bit more realistic.
So realistic, if I want a small island with one house?
We just listed an island. It's 25 acres in size. It has a beautiful safe harbor, beautiful beach. It's in the Abacos, so not too far from Florida, and it went on the market for $1.9 million.
So that's the bargain island.
Which is a steal, because you could take the 25 acres. I mean, if you're looking at it from a developer's perspective, you would probably be able to make your money back just within a few years.
So if I can't afford to buy a private island, can I rent one for a week?
Absolutely. We have about 200 islands for rent, and a lot of the islands that are for sale are actually available for rent. It's a perfect way to sort of test drive whether or not island ownership is for you. If you're buying an island in another country outside of the state, you want to make sure that you're comfortable with people that live there and that there's a hospital nearby. And there's a lot of different factors you need to take into consideration, and renting one for a week or two will really give you a good idea if you're cut out for it.
If only I could afford them.
Well, perhaps we can work out some sort of discount.
I wish I could take you up on that. Chris Crollo manages Private Islands Online, and he's got listings for some Ionian islands, the answer to our geo quiz today. Thank you, Chris.
You're very welcome.